We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. That's Farrell on the bench. Coming off the new year, hope you had a happy new year with your family and friends and a safe one as we kick it into gear in 2025. And we'll start off with this. This afternoon, the suspended 24 hours Sugar Bowl that was supposed to go down yesterday is going to go down today. While we're on Farrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid. Ah, the humanity of it all. The Irish taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. Oh, oh. Of course, Notre Dame laying one. The number is 45 and a half at the Superdome in New Orleans. Of course, the tragedy on New Year's Eve as a psychotic idiot and a terrorist, an ISIS terrorist, can you imagine, drove a rented F-150 truck down Bourbon Street doing about 50 miles an hour, driving and killing people and injuring many more. They suspended the game until today. It was supposed to go down last night, but they did the right thing. And they'll play it today when we're on C2C. We'll keep our eyes on it for you. Of course, there's another bowl game tonight, the Gator Bowl down in Jacks in Duval County. It's Duke and Ole Miss. Two teams that are 9-3, of course, one with a high-powered offense in the Rebels, taking on the 9-3 Duke Blue Devils and Manny Diaz. Should be a decent game. I think it's at around 8 o'clock. Ole Miss laying a 17 burger. 50 and a hook is the number. Wow, the games on New Year's Eve were spectacular. At the very least, beauty-wise, Pasadena, it was beautiful as always at the Rose Bowl, the 111th edition in Pasadena. Blue skies, gorgeous. The F-bombers flying over the stadium before it started. It was just absolutely magnificent until they played the game, which was a dud. How awful was that game? Oregon didn't show up. They were 13-0 and ranked number one in the country, and they got worked by Ohio State. I gave up when it was 31-0. I couldn't take it anymore. First of all, I hate the Buckeyes. Second of all, I hate Ryan Day. And third, the game was awful. 41-21 was the final. Howard went off. Three bomb touchdowns. How about the kid Smith? He caught two of them. He was well over a buck 87 on seven targets. Howard threw for 319. Oregon still hasn't shown up for the game a day later, but at least the Peach Bowl was magnificent. How about the job by Arizona State? They were down 16 in the fourth quarter. And they came back and tied it. You got to be kidding me. But they lost in double overtime. The Texas Longhorns advanced to the semis with a 39-31 win. They scored second in the first overtime, got the first possession of the second overtime, scored a tutty on the first play, got the two-point conversion, and that's what they won by. But the Sun Devils from the Big 12 covered the 13. How about Scataboo, the best running back in the country, including Genty at Boise? This guy Scataboo's a freak. 30 carries, 143 yards, two touchdowns. He scored late to tie it, and then he got the two-point conversion as well. He also threw a 42-yard bomb. He caught a 60-yard bomb and then had his helmet ripped off. The guy simply played his ass off, but so did Golden. How about the 4th-and-13 catch wide open in the end zone to tie the game and force the overtime? 149 yards on seven targets with a touchdown for the Longhorns. And now they're in the semi and move on. And obviously, it's just going to be incredible, the football, with what's left of it, right? You got this game tonight, and then it's Texas and Ohio State in the semifinal. And of course, Penn State will meet the winner of Notre Dame. And this Georgia Bulldog team without a quarterback, it's Gunnar Stockton. That's who's playing quarterback today for the Georgia Bulldogs. And people are still all over Georgia. People are still betting on Georgia. Oh, can you imagine? Let's look at the NBA that went down on Wednesday to start it off. And then I'll give you all of tonight's game. The Heat 119-108 over the Pelicans in Miami. How about your boy Hero Sandwich with a 23 burger? Bam Adebayo, your boy with a 23. 9 boards, 10 dimes, Heat roll. The Knicks won their 9th in a row, the world's most famous. 9 in a row overall, home or away. New York continues to gloss over everybody. 24-10 was the record after this one was done. They're 11-4 at home. Towns had 31-12. And the dog, Hart, with his second straight triple-double for New York. The Raptors covered 1. They won 130-113 over the Nets north of the border. Scotty Barnes had 33 and 13 boards. The Pistons' Jordan Ivory broke his leg in Detroit. He had 22 before he broke it. The fibula cracked. He's done. And they still win 105-96 over the Magic and Little Sleezers. Cade Cunningham with 19, 8 boards, and 9 assists. The Wizards won 125-107 over the Bulls. Jordan Poole with a 30 spot. Rockets ended a 2-game skid with a 110-99 win over the Mavericks. Shengun with 23, 6 boards, 5 steals. Another triple-double for the Joker, 23, 17, and 15 as they win at the Ball Arena over the Hawks, 139-120. And the Kings, 113-107 at the Golden One. Winners again. Fox last game had 33. This game he had 35. They're 4 games under 500 still and trying to climb their way back to respectability. Let's take a look at tonight. Pacers and Heat at the Kasaya Center in Miami. Miami laying 1.5 tonight, 7:30. Nets and Bucks at 5 serving Brewtown at 8. Milwaukee's laying 13.5. How about your boy D'Lo now playing for the Nets after the trade from the Lakers? Speaking of the said Lakers, they're at the Crypt tonight against the Blazers in La 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 Lipstick City. The Lakers are laying 8.5. Celtics and T-Wolves, the game of the night on TNT at 7:30 as Tatum takes on Ann Edwards. Boston laying 4.5 on the road. The Clippers and Thunder in OKC. Shai Gilgeous, is he the MVP or what? OKC going for 13 straight. I think they've won 12 straight. Maybe I'm tripping. 10.5 they're laying. And the Dubs are the nightcap on TNT, taking on the Sixers at the Chase Center in San Francisco. They're laying 3.5 tonight, the Dubs over Philly. Let's look at college rack from New Year's Day. Boston College by 10 over Miami. The Canes suck. They're 4-9. Pittsburgh beat Cal. Cal covered. 86-74. Panthers get it done. Clemson covered at Little John with an 85-71 win over Stanford. Louisville a winner at home at the Yum over South Carolina. Let's pick it up with Villanova winning at Indy at the Hinkle over Butler, 73-65. Valpo beat Missouri State, 73-72. Number 11, UConn, 81-68 over DePaul in Chicago. Youngstown State beat IU, Indianapolis, 77-61. Purdue Fort Wayne, a 1-point loser at Northern Kentucky. Greensboro by 2 over Wofford. Howard lost to Yale, 93-65. Furman blew out West Carolina, 90-61. Evansville over Southern Illinois, 68-53. Rice by 6 over Tulsa. Drake lost their first game. University of Illinois, Chicago beat them by 4. Mercer in overtime over Chattanooga by 5. Bradley in overtime by a point over Indiana State. Samford, 86-56 over the Citadel. And Northern Iowa by 6. Over Belmont. So, believe it or not, there was college basketball on New Year's Day. Now let's take a look at what's happening tonight in college rack, because there's actually some good games that we can feast on. And here's what they're going to look like. How about the Hoosiers? They're 1-1 in the Big Ten. So is Rutgers. It's the Scarlet Knights in Bloomington at Assembly Hall to take on the Hoosiers. Number 22, Illinois, and number 9, Oregon in Eugene. Hopefully they'll play better than the football team did yesterday in the Rose Bowl. Gardner Webb and Charleston Southern were already playing ball today. So is Presby and 34C's favorite team, Longwood. We'll give you those finals on C2C, North Florida and Austin Peay as well. And we'll give you all of those updated later. South Carolina upsets at Winthrop. Loyola Maryland at Holy Cross. Troy and App State. Troy laying 2.5. Number 21, Memphis and Florida Atlantic and Boca. Memphis laying 3.5. High Point laying 8.5 to Radford. Army and Colgate. Colgate laying 5.5. BU's at Lafayette. BU laying 1.5. Bucknell at Lehigh. Lehigh laying 2.5. American and Navy. American laying 2.5. Penn State has Northwestern in Happy Valley. Penn State laying 4.5. Southern Miss at JMU. JMU laying 11.5. South Bama at Georgia State. South Bama laying 4.5. Monroe at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern laying 10.5. Texas State at Marshall. Marshall laying 1.5. Louisiana's at Coastal. Coastal laying 2.5. Old Dominion at home. Getting 12.5 from Arkansas State. They're 10-3. Bobby Moe at Detroit Mercy. Bobby Moe laying 5.5. Milwaukee at Oakland. Milwaukee laying 1.5. Green Bay. Doug's still having his problems. He just can't coach. They're 2-3. 2-13 Green Bay. Wright State taking them on at Wright State. Wright State is 13-5. Gottlieb getting schooled in his first year at Green Bay. Elon's at North Carolina A&T. Elon laying 6.5. Hampton at Charleston. Charleston laying 9.5. William and Mary at Hofstra. Hofstra laying 6.5. Towson at Wilmington. Wilmington laying 5.5. Delaware at Northeastern. Northeastern laying 5.5. Drexel's at Campbell. Drexel laying 3.5. Stony Brook at Monmouth. Monmouth laying 6.5. Stetson at Queens. Stetson Cologne getting 9.5. Bellarmine. Forellarmine taking on North Bama. North Bama laying 14.5. Jacksonville at home getting 5.5 from Lipscomb. Gulf Coast in West Georgia. Gulf Coast laying 8.5. Middle Tennessee at FIU. Middle Tennessee laying 3.5. Western Kentucky at Liberty. Liberty laying 9.5. Purdue ranked 20th at Minnesota Williams Arena. Purdue laying 5.5. Illinois State at Murray State. Murray laying 5.5. Idaho State at Northern Arizona. Northern Arizona. The Lumberjacks laying 3.5. Weber at Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado laying 6.5. Irvine at Poly. Irvine, the Anteaters, 11-2, laying 7.5. South Dakota, Kansas City, KC laying 4.5. Omaha, North Dakota, North Dakota laying 4.5. Eastern Kentucky, Central Arkansas, Eastern Kentucky laying 7.5. Southern Indiana, Tennessee Tech, Tech's laying 3.5. Southern Missouri State at Tennessee State, Tennessee State laying 2.5. Little Rock at Martin, Martin laying 1.5. And Portland at Gonzaga, the Zags are 19th, they're laying 34.5. Montana State at Idaho, Montana State laying 1.5. Montana at Eastern Washington, Montana laying 1.5. Denver at South Dakota State, they're laying 15.5, South Dakota State. Louisiana Tech at UTEP, they're both good. Tech's 11-2, UTEP 10-3. UTEP laying 3.5. Sam Houston, New Mexico State. New Mexico State laying 1.5. Maryland at Washington, Maryland laying 5.5. And that game's in Seattle, excuse me. Davis and Bakersfield, Bakersfield laying 1.5. Northridge at Fullerton, Northridge laying 4.5. Riverside at Long Beach, Riverside laying 4.5. Pepperdine at St. Mary, St. Mary's laying 17.5. Santa Clara at San Diego, Santa Clara laying 13.5. San Francisco's at Pacific. The Dons are laying 13.5. Oregon State at Marymount, Oregon State laying 3.5. And Santa Barbara's at Hawaii. The Gauchos are getting 3.5 in that one. There was only one hockey game on New Year's Day. It was at the Crypt in L.A. as the Kings beat the Devils 3-0. But they're busy tonight in the NHL. Canes and Panthers in Sunrise, Carolina going in there. Florida minus -1.25. They're the favorites. Bruins, Rangers are the world's most famous. Rangers are -115. They're god awful. Wild and Caps in D.C. Caps are -165. Wings and Jackets are in Columbus. Columbus -120. Leafs and Islanders at the horse track. It's a pick-em. -110 both ways. Senators and Stars. Dallas -190 at the American Airlines in Dallas. Ducks and Jets in Forellapag. Jets are -270. Sabres and Avs at the Ball Arena in Denver. The Avs are -2. Utah's at Calgary. Calgary getting $1.05 at home. Flyers and Knights and Sens headed to Magadaha. Beautiful day in Las Vegas, baby. Flyers getting $1.70 on the road. Vegas is -2. Canucks and Smoke Kraken at the Climate Pledge in Seattle. They're favored at home, -120. Lightning and Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. Tampa's -275. I don't know if you noticed or not, but on New Year's Eve, there were tons of games. The Red Wings 4-2 over the Penguins. The Capitals 3-1 over the Bruins. Leafs 3-1 over the Islanders. Vegas lost to the Canadiens 3-2 in Vegas. Couldn't believe that. Blues and Blackhawks played the Winter Classic at Wrigley Field. The Blues stomped Chicago 6-2 at Wrigley Field. Jackets 4-2 over the Canes. Sabres lost 4-2 in Dallas. Wild 5-3 at home over the Preds. Avs 5-2 at home over the Jets. The Ducks upset the Devils 3-2. Flyers 4-0 over the Sharks. Flames 3-1 over the Canucks. And the Oilers beat Utah 4-1. That was all on New Year's Eve. So you're good to go with everything. And we're good to go at 3-6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on TCL and Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV, and Sirius Channel 159 as we go into 2025 with the first C2C show. Make sure you get my app, Pharrell and the Prophet. It's badass. So is the website, ProfitableTV.com. It's got more skinny than you can shake a stick at, and we're making people tons of cash, flat out hitting more bets than anyone, anywhere, and we can document it, and it's crazy what we're doing. The fact that you're not on there makes you a simpleton, actually a simpleton breath. I'll see you on C2C today at 3-6 with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, today, styling with Uncle Futrelli Chicago.